The Israeli education system. To my regret, the Israeli education system does not understand or realize the great times we live in. The financial resources for what is called environmental education, which is dealing mainly in the three R's, reduce, reuse, recycle, and didn't expand from that for all 12 grades, are provided by the Ministry of Environmental Protection. In the last year, there are signs that the authorities are waking up. The Minister of Education, along with the Minister of Environmental Protection, have revealed a program for climate education that will start in September 2022. We are thrilled with the recognition of the importance of the issue, but we sadly recognize that there was no teachers' training on the subject at all. The only ones that slightly understand the issue are science and geography teachers for upper grade students, and even those teachers were only prepared to teach about facts, for example, cause and effect, responsibility for enforcement. They did not acquire any knowledge about the impact on citizen and society and their struggle for the past few decades about the climate and social injustice around the world, the understanding of the capitalist political connection or the role of capitalism in climate change, not to mention dealing with their own feelings toward the new reality they have gradually come to understand and trying to create methods to honor their students' feelings while they are learning. We, in Teachers for Climate Israel, are beginning to advertise a new teachers training we created, From Teachers to Teachers, called Navigating the Storm. Note, the translation from Hebrew of the introduction on the homepage is, Let's learn how to teach about the climate crisis. The training program Navigating the Storm was created by teachers for teachers. In the program, you receive practical tools, access to an updated database, and workshop experience at each meeting.